Welcome to another episode of the Master's Playground. My name is Chrissy Stereo, and yes, I am back from the psychic tour weekend one, man. Right on. The next weekend that I'll be on tour is March 7th. I think I'm going to be in Southern California. You could visit triplegoddesspro.me, click on the events tab to see what's happening. Yes, it's so good to be back. The drive was beautiful. There was thunder. It was gorgeous. Before I get into this episode, I do want to highlight that I had an amazing time meeting fellow healers. Here's the best way that I can compare it to, right? One, everyone's very warm, very loving, very in tune with themselves. No weirdness, no competition, no negative energy. It's all just this collective. It kind of reminded me a little bit of that scene from The Matrix where everyone is going to see the Oracle, right? And, you know, we were all sharing our gifts with one another, swapping, you know, and just going, okay, this is what I do. And then other people would show up. Okay, this is what I do. Okay, now read me. Okay, now I'm going to read you, you know. So it was really playful. Short of bending spoons, you know, as had in The Matrix. That's exactly, you know, what it was like. A lot of love, a lot of, that's the key word, quite a bit of love. So now that I'm back, tonight's episode, we are going to focus on perfectionism. Yes, the art of being perfect in this world. Self-imposed. Yeah, we're going to dive into this. Before I get started, let me go ahead and take a moment to bow to my higher self, who always knows just a little bit more than what this breath is communicating right now. Om Namo Gurudev. I was also highlighting, you know, as I was talking at the beginning of the show, you know, all the love that was happening there. And I also want to highlight that I ended up meeting what I would consider probably one of my best friends at this point. You know, I have like really, really tight, close friends. And, you know, it was so beautiful. I was showered with birthday gifts. And it literally, I had like a heart chakra opening as that happened. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so touched. Because it was just beautiful to see her, period, you know. So, to that person, thank you. All right, so let's dive into tonight's episode, perfectionism. What does it mean? Well, it's the refusal to accept any standard short of perfection. Sound familiar? Does it, my loves? Yes, we all have some portion of perfectionism that complements our experience, especially as we are actively navigating through our negative and positive mind so that we can neutralize everything, right? So during that process, you might find the refusal to accept anything less than perfect. Now, when it comes to perfectionism, and with anything really, there is, you know, keep in mind that there is a clinical version, and this is when you're completely debilitated, and it's very severe. And then there's the day-to-day version, right? So what is it all about? It's about anxiety and fear and control. Insert Janet Jackson here. Control. Oh. Anyways, it's also about getting a false sense of control. Yeah. If you notice with your own self-talk, if you have been tuning in and hearing some of these episodes and you go into judgment, oh, I do that. No, I didn't do that. Versions of self-talk. Anything where there is an anxiety about making a mistake or falling short of your standards. Perfectionism. It also is about when you have a lot of fear about how you look to other people, right? And that can become a bit of a social disorder. Like, we all have our off days, right? Where, let's say, for example, you know, living in Hollywood, I meet every kind of character. It's amazing. Why? Because we're human. We come in all these different forms. And then you throw in the spotlight on into the mix. Oh, what gets highlighted out there. I've met individuals, and I'm not saying I'm perfect, right? Okay, because we all are human, right? But I have met individuals who would refuse to go out unless they looked impeccable. Perfectionism. Everything has to be in its right place. And then when they would go out, it was like, oh, do I look okay? How do I look? Feeding off the radius. Can I have a morsel of approval that I'm seeking from within? All symptoms and signs of perfectionism. So we have the authentic self, and then we have the perfectionist. Perfectionism shows up with addictions in our DNA. Resonate with that for a moment. And it does so in a very codependent way. How do I avoid making it look like something? How do I make it look real? Another symptom would be when you want something done and you want it over with quickly. For example, do you find yourself asking someone a question, right? It could be anything. And then they begin to share their experience, their heartfelt response, and then boom, you interrupt them. And you think to yourself, oh, I just want to hear yes or no. All so that you can move on to the next thing. Perfectionism. If that is your normal standard, anything that I just mentioned, this behavior is all about a false sense of control. In addition, perfectionism gives you a huge barrier to your spiritual growth. In fact, you will find a huge disconnection to your spiritual growth when you remain in perfectionism. Yes. So I'm going to go ahead and start off with a song that I haven't heard in a little while, which really takes me into this world of everything must be perfect. Everything must be perfect. So with that, enjoy. Everything in its right place. Radiohead. Yes. Jenny, have you missed that song? Yeah. Have you heard it?
Sorry. Yes. Yeah. I didn't hear it. Sorry. I was pushing the wrong button. I wasn't on the air. No, I love that song.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a classic.
It's a very psychedelic
right.
and chill
right.
song.
It kind of takes it. I don't know. The song kind of takes us into psychosis a little bit. You know, it's like, what's...
It's a feel-good song.
Yeah. Well, kind of, sort of. Kind of, yeah. Yeah.
Instrumentally, it's a feel-good song.
Yeah.
It's soothing.
Yeah.
I see it as soothing.
It's good to see you again, by the way.
You too.
Right on.
Too. I'm excited to hear. Are you going to talk about more?
About the tour?
From the tour?
Yeah, sure. Let me see. What could I say? Okay. Yes. I met amazing characters, amazing gifted people. They were all really happy, you know, that I was there. It was really warm, you know. It was sort of like this really cute, like, who are you and where have you been? You know, that kind of thing. You know, it was really, I don't know, it was just so pure.
Were they from different places?
Yes.
A lot of different places.
Yeah. A lot of them were shocked that I actually made the trek up north.
Oh, really?
You know, and I was like, hey, what are you talking about? It's only a 5-hour drive, you know, but it was really nice to meet them. And I, you know, ended up getting a lot of gifts, you know, from them and stuff like that. A lot of invitations to do other, you know, radio appearances and things like that. So it was really nice. Yeah. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I was interested to know how it worked out with trying to promote yourself, but also showing them what you do.
They simply came over, sat down very confidently and said, read me.
Oh.
I'm like, oh, here we go.
Oh,
you know?
Okay.
So it was really cool. And then vice versa. They said, all right, now can I read you? So
were, I don't know if it's not the right term to use, but outsiders, like people who aren't, who haven't chimed into their being psychic, like, are they there?
Yeah. There was a lot of individuals who ended up showing up, and I saw a variety of people who were on the brink of starting their empire. I saw individuals completely crumble in front of me and cry, which was very healthy because the healing has begun, you know. I saw a variety of different characters who, you know, the one common thing in life is that we're all searching for something, you know, and it could range from a very confident individual to a very tender individual, you know, but the one commonality is that we're all in it together.
Right.
And so that's what makes these types of experiences so sacred, because you're honoring, you know, the process of being alive and self-discovery and really like just empowering yourself. You know, which is why a lot of people come to psychics and healers. It's help me help myself kind of energy.
Yeah. Were those attending young? Like, were they people who were...
Yeah, it ranged. In fact, the cutest... Okay, I'm going to jump back into the episode.
Sorry.
Hi, loves. Okay, so the cutest reading that I had, I believe the lady was in her 90s. No, take that back. 80s. And she just got off the John of God crystal bed, and she really was just radiating, you know, this newly found power.
Cool.
So
I'm sorry.
No, it's all good. Yeah, it's cute. It's cute.
Okay.
All right, so diving back in. Hi, loves. Thank you so much for tuning in. You're watching Chrissy Stereo, and we are talking about perfectionism. And we were just talking about the psychic, you know, tour experience that occurred up in Northern California. And I will be back to Northern California come May. The next stop is March 7th, I believe, in Irvine. Anywho, back to perfectionism. So what's it all about? What's going on? Right? You know, it's this false sense of control, this false sense of, wanting everything to be a certain way. You know, and wanting it done quickly. You know. And it's a disorder. And it could be, you know, it ranges from, you know, just the day-to-day stuff to the much more severe clinical, like, I can't even leave the house because things are not perfect kind of scenarios, right? So some questions to ask yourself pertaining to perfectionism. Do you have problems meeting your own standards? Do you feel frustrated, depressed, anxious, or angry when trying to meet your own standards? Have other people indicated to you that your standards are too high? Yes. So in life, you guys, it's, you know, we encounter all these variety of different perceptions and experiences that will get us stuck, right? And you will meet people who will forever stay there, you know, because, you know, they're not really, I don't know. Some people don't, you know, it's like kind of being on a freeway, right? And you meet all these different characters and it's like this crazy show of, you know, oh, I have this psychosis so that I'm stuck here, or I have that psychosis so now I'm stuck here. You know, and I think all of us collectively want to, you know, just keep moving forward and becoming more and more of who we really are, free of fears, free of anxiety, still navigating through it, but, you know, doing our work to tend to what is known as these stuck energies, right? So even with perfectionism, one can get stuck, you know? Anything that we rinse and repeat in our mind, we can get stuck on. Yeah. And so when one is stuck on perfectionism, it could even escalate to where we cannot even meet deadlines or complete things. In addition, we lose our ability to become spontaneous because we're thinking about everything. Consumed. Yeah. So, ask yourself, do my standards get in the way of my spontaneity? Do you have your own idea of what is right and how things should be? And does that govern a lot of your experiences? It's a state of being. These are areas where we, you know, these are questions to really hone in on when it comes to getting stuck. You know, it will highlight whether or not you're slowing your roll, as I like to say, on your spiritual ascension. Another way of knowing if you're a perfectionist is by having black and white thinking. And this is a state that has us thinking anything less than perfect is a failure. It's a state that has us thinking, also thinking that if you need help from somebody, then you're weak. Right. There's other forms of thinking as well that complement being a perfectionist. Catastrophic thinking. Because a perfectionist tends to be highly sensitive, okay, to anything anybody says to them, it will feel like criticism. If you find yourself thinking, oh, I can't handle anybody being upset with me, that is catastrophic thinking. Another example. Overestimating possibilities. All right, so what is that about? Well, it sounds sort of like, okay, I spent the entire night working on this report, but I know it, I won't do well. Or, and this one is one that I actually was, you know, used to go through during my first days in the corporate world. If I take a day off work, automatically thinking, oh my God, what's going to happen? Or thinking that your boss thinks that you are failing. The probability is that you're overestimating the response. And it's really feeling like your whole character is going to be ripped to shreds for taking time off. Overestimating. Yeah. I think I'm going to dive into another song. This is kind of an interesting topic, you know. You know, anytime I do a topic here on the Master's Playground, I always like to self-audit. I always go through, okay, where am I doing this? If it applies, how do I do this? And it always opens up so much more self-understanding of the human behavior and the blocks that we either came into, you know, this world through our DNA or astrology charts or what have you, or, you know, picked up along the way, you know. So let's just say it's been a very interesting experience auditing where I felt that, you know, my own perfectionism. Yeah. So with that, before I dive into another song, I actually want to highlight one other thing. Okay, so there's the art of being, you know, a perfectionist. Self-auditing. Do I do this? Do I do that? Oh my gosh, you know, there's some perfectionism, you know, opportunities as far as, you know, identifying that within ourselves. Then we have the flip of the coin. Do you place expectations on other people and punish them when they do not meet with that expectation? Yeah. An example would be, you know, your husband, like, let's say, you know, you think to yourself, my husband knows that if he does not take out the garbage, then I feel neglected. So if he does not, knowing that, then, right? So instead of just being hurt and processing hurt feelings, you punish them. Right? And this can be in any type of dynamic. It could be in a husband and wife scenario. It could be in coworker scenarios. It could be in friend scenarios. The key area there is that a perfectionist does not care about their own feelings being met. What they care about is control. In fact, if you ask a perfectionist what it means to be heard or understood, a perfectionist would say, I feel heard when somebody listens to me, agrees with me, and obeys me. Right. So with that, you know, you could see how creating situations of where others are walking on eggshells or trying to figure out how to please can be created. And, you know, I was looking for a song that would help highlight that. And the only thing that I can come up with is this, you know, great 80s song that kind of has nothing to do with this, but I like to pretend that it does. So I invite you to, like, just open your mind and, you know, embrace what it's like to, you know, try to please a perfectionist. So with that, enjoy. Dance.
dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. I say, we can go where we want to, a place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. And we can dance. They don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to, place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can dance. Oh, we can go when we want to, night is young and so am I. And we can dress real neat from our hearts to our feet and surprise them with a victory cry. Say, we can act if we want to, if we don't, nobody will. And you can act real rude and totally removed, and I can act like an imbecile. Say, we can dance, everything's out of control. We can dance, they're doing it from pole to pole. We can dance, everybody look at your hands. We can dance, we can dance, everybody's taking the chance.
Yes, yes, yes. That is the closest that I can come to what it's like to be around a perfectionist. Yes. Having us do the safety dance. Oh my God, is it safe? Am I doing it? Is everything okay? You know. Right. So in this episode, we're talking about perfectionism. Oh my goodness. And it ranges from, you know, control. You know, wanting to control things. How you come across to people. How people perform for you. Your expectations. Right. So how do we deal with it.com? Right? How do you navigate it? You know, you taking the moment to identify whether or not, you know, you have some perfectionist issues. You've asked yourself whether or not, you know, you expect things of other people to be a certain way. And all of this is nothing more than a block from your spiritual growth. It's an opportunity, man. It really is. It's like, okay, does this exist? Now it's time to work on it, right? That's true with everything, right? Always, always go within and ask yourself, is this holding me back in some way, shape, or form? What is the false compensation in anything? Right. So what can you do about it? We, because I'm not immune from, you know, anything either. Well, it's really about firing the critic and hiring the coach. You know? Like the coach would say, all you can do is your best. The coach would say, making a mistake does not mean that you failed or that you're stupid. It means that you're human. The coach would say, it is okay if some people don't like you. Not everybody likes everybody. News alert. You know? Oh my gosh. And that becomes so evident once you start getting in the public eye too. You know, side note on that. You know? It's just the human condition, man. You know, we're not going to love everybody. Our intention, of course, is there. But, you know, some people, you know, with a lot of love and light, you know, you energetically don't feel. So be it. It's cool. That's realistic. Also, something to remember is that you don't have to be pleasant all the time. You know? It's human to be real. It really is. So some tools. Well, first and foremost, I'm going to always, always, always turn to Kundalini yoga and highlight that a tool is chanting mantra. Specifically, Ardhas Bayi. And I'll play a little bit of that. Jenny, I'm going to go ahead and play this and then we're going to fade it out. I just want to give everyone just a little taste of what this mantra sounds like. All right, here's a little taste. Thank you. that is a taste of Ardas Payee, the recommended mantra for letting go. Yes. So let's understand that a little bit. Now, this is specifically recommended for, you know, letting go of the perfectionist. But it's also a great mantra for a variety of different things that we're ready to let go of, right? So, for example, simply playing or chanting this mantra allows you to let go. All right. Some headset issues here. Wow, it's a, yeah, tech glitch. Well put. It's a tech glitch. All right. So it also is hope for the hopeless, right? This mantra. And it's the Lord of Miracles. What? Yes. Start chanting, my loves. It is the Lord of Miracles. Right on. So what happens is that it begins to affirm that what you are, that which you are saying, you know, in prayer. Specifically, when you hear Sachi Sahi, that means releasing and letting go, right? It's the last two words in the mantra. So playing this particular mantra, it will answer your prayer and allow you to gracefully let go. You know, we've all heard that term, let go, let God. This mantra will do that. Okay, the next recommended tool, breathing. Prana, it's the year of prana. So this is the year where everything is answered on the breath. Freaking out in the car, breathe. Freaking out over that email, breathe. Freaking out, period. Breathe, you know. This is the year of eight, the year of, you know, knowing, but it is the pranic year. This is the year where we literally have to breathe our way through all of this anxious energy, all of this nervous energy. And then the last episode, I highlighted how this year of the goat, ram, and sheep, you know, it will trigger, you know, anticipate being anxious. So we're going to have to navigate our anxious energy through breath. So really, any time that you're tripping, right, here's a technique. Breathe in and hold your breath for as long as you can. That's it. That's all you have to do. Rinse and repeat it a couple times. I'm sorry, three times. Three is a magical number. It's a trine. Right? And essentially what that does is it gets your brain out of the way. You know, gets you out of that mode. That's why breathing is so essential for anything that we do in this year of eight. Right. The last technique that's recommended, you know, for your perfectionisms, your perfectionist state of mind. Use perspective. Think of the most stable, grounded, and pure individual in your world. And ask yourself, how would they handle something? Use that touchstone, you know? That will help you navigate and get out of your own way. And this, my loves, is how we go about becoming masters. We master ourselves. You know, and you can keep living in a perfectionist state and you may not even see the harm in it. It's like, all right, well, you know, if I want things a certain way, I need it to be a certain way. And that's just the way it is. And, you know, that person's, you know, not complying or obeying me. So I must punish them, you know, whatever it is, whatever trip it takes you on, you know, But the truth of the matter is, it's like living in a cage. You know? It really is. So it's really about your relationship with your own soul and getting even more, just get deeper with yourself. Deeper, keep, it's like, an archaeologist really digging in. Every time we point the finger, keep digging in. Where am I in this? You know, holding that mirror to yourself. Ugh. So some last notes here. It's okay to ask people to help you. It's okay to lower your standards.
What?
Yes, just turn it down just a little bit. It's okay to practice being vulnerable. It's okay to practice being honest within your own self. And one last note. If you are dealing with a perfectionist, note that they are in a disorder that prevents them from hearing what you are saying and can only hear everything as criticism. Yes. All right. Perfectionism on the Master's Playground. All right, it's time to go ahead and dive into the tarot for the coming week. Oh my goodness, what are the energies we can anticipate for this coming week, man? It's been a ride. It really has. Well, the overall governing energy. Things are getting good. What? Yes, they're very, very good. A lot of powerful moving forward. You know, if you're really tuning into what's happening, man, you know. It's like right now it feels like a pinball machine. It's like, you know, kind of bouncing around left and right, you know, is it gonna, you know, and we know that we're shifting into a new life, but in the meantime, it's, you know, the ball hasn't rested yet, so we're sort of like being tossed about a little bit. We're getting there. So what are the energies that we can anticipate for the coming week? Well, we ended up getting the King of Cups. Now, the King of Cups has been showing up to the Master's Playground quite often, which is interesting, I say. Yes, very, very much so. And this is basically just highlighting that we know what we want. There's no mystery. We're not like, oh, I'm so torn over what I want to do when I grow up. You know? It also is highlighting that we've pretty much made up our minds. We already know that where we're going. Period. Therefore, we're inflexible. It's very strong, established energy. And, you know, a little caution, you know, it could also, you know, manipulate certain situations. You know, it's circumstances. So, you know, be careful out there. Be true, be real, be honest. Don't get too crafty out there, right? Just, you know, keepitreal.com. Yeah. It is also highlighting that, you know, we're coming into the type of energy of where we are inspiring and healing the lives of those around us. Right? We are the example. A lot of sensitivity and insight. So we're going to be able to see more, feel more. I don't know. I'm an empath. So, you know, if I feel or see anything else, it's just, ugh, It gets to be information overload sometimes. I'm like, oh my God, oh, too much, too much. But then I meditate. So there it is. Right. And it's also, you know, highlighting creativity. You know, that we're expressing ourselves in very creative ways. So, blessings. That is the coming week. Oh my goodness, I love it. So, the next question that I ask is, great. Now that we know what to anticipate for the coming week, how do we navigate the energy, right? And we ended up getting the King of Wands. Okay, now with this, it's just telling us that, honestly, we are to remain very certain, have our mind made up. It is an aggressive, focused energy. I don't know about, you know, aggression, but there it is. Literally, this card represents Mars in Leo. Strength, power. The desire to plant the seed of inspiration in those around him. Yes. That's how we navigate, right? So apparently we're very focused.com. Very focused, very determined. It's kind of interesting because they have a very similar energy. They're both kings, right? So it's highlighting that, you know, we're owning it. That's it. That's it. We're owning it. What we want, our mind is made up, we're owning it, we're moving forward. Mars and Leo, fiery kind of energy. No wishy-washy, okay? Yes. Now don't shove people out of the way. You know, as we greet the week, you know, there's no need to like squash people along the way, you know? This is really about your connection within your authentic self, your connection to God, the divine, you know, knowing what it is that you're being called to do and really going for it. Yeah. So then I asked one last card. I said, what is the gift of the coming week? Right? Two of Wands. It's going to have us acknowledge the blessings that are in our life. We're going to come into the realization of having the world in the palm of our hands. Primarily because it's the illustration of opposing forces that are controlled and unified. That brings us into new level of mastery. Mm-hmm. An enthusiastic mind engaged with enthusiastic emotion presents us with anything our heart desires. Beautiful, fabulous. So it's going to be a very amazing week, my loves. All right, so in closing, thank you to everyone who met me up north on what I playfully call the psychic tour. Oh, right on. That was amazing. It's such a beautiful gift to be of service in this life. The next stop is, I believe, Irvine, California. I invite you to visit triplegoddesspro.me. Also visit chrissystereo.com. These are both of my sites. One is my spiritual services site. The other one is my my music, right? And some exciting news. Yeah. I have a music video that's going to be coming out, and it's such a blessing. More information on that. It's coming soon. I invite you to visit chrissystereo.com to check out a behind the scenes sneak preview. There's a lot of blessings in the world, you guys. So as we greet this week with our minds made up, and knowing where it is that we're going. I send nothing but love and light to each and every one of us. So with that, a blessing for us all. May the longtime sun shine upon you, all love surround you, and the pure light within you guide your way on. Sat Nam. Blessings, everybody. I'll see you next week. Mwah. Bye.
Love yourself. Love yourself. 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 Love each other.
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 We are one.
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 We are
one.
We are
the divine.
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 Blessings.
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 The Master's Massey,
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 Massey, Massey,
Massey,